Okay. Right, that did nothing. Okay. Welcome to the meeting, everyone. Just going to attempt to make this into a slideshow. Sorry, guys. I did twice. This will just take a moment. Or it won't. Okay, we'll have to deal with it like this then. All right. This is the first meeting for developing our new product up here. I'm Heather, I'm your project manager. Okay. So that was the opening. The first thing we'll do is get acquainted with one another. If everyone could go around and explain their role and their name. Nice to meet you, Poppy. Right. All right, I'm Heather, and I said I'm your project manager. Well, you can pretty much read what it is that I'm doing, but yeah. And tool training is one thing that we're going to be doing today, as well as planning the project, how we're going to create this product and discuss our aims and objectives of this, which brings us to our next subject is as a team, we're going to be designing and creating a new kind of remote control. We want this to be a marketable product that can be trendy, a completely new style so that can really appeal to a generation that doesn't want a simple, plain kind of channel changer. And it needs to be user friendly for maybe for an example, for people that can't see the numbers as well, or perhaps an ergonomic design. Yes, it's a television remote control. Right. I believe I should be taking minutes on this right now. So, all right. Yeah. So the way that we're going to go about this is we'll have a time where we can come up with new ideas alone and work on the project, and then after we've brainstormed and thought about it, we can come together in a meeting and discuss what kind of functional design we want to use. Same with conceptual design and detailed design. So making sure that it's usable, that as a And that it's feasible to create and come up with a concept of what we want it to look like. Tool train. Is everyone thought no? Okay. Great. Great. One thing that we're going to do is become more acquainted with the tools that we have access to for our project. One of them is our whiteboard. And as a sort of team building moment, I'd like us to try out the whiteboard by expressing our favorite animal and the characteristics of that animal. Why that should be your favorite animal. So I'm assuming that we should do that now. Okay. With our microphones still attached to our bodies. Okay. Okay, what's my favorite animal? Do come up. This is a team building time where okay, cool. My favorite animal, which changes all the time. Okay. Right now it is an elk. All right, so it goes like it's got like big antlers, yeah. Looks kind of like it has holly growing out of its head. Yes. Yeah. We have moose and we have deer. Do you have sheep? Thanks. This is my okay. That's a sketching of my elk, and it is my favorite animal right now because it is a large, beautiful, majestic creature that in a way, it looks kind of awkward because it's on spindly legs, and it, but it can really overcome harsh terrain. And although it's gorgeous, it's also very dangerous because it has strong antlers, and it can really combat its enemies. Even like it's an herbivore, but can really defend itself. Yeah. Right. I'm going to take minutes while you guys express your favorite animals. Oh. Great. I forget her name. Looks kind of like a person. It's kind of like a peacock. Great. Do you hear the eraser buzzing while you do that? Yeah. Right. So now that we know how to use the whiteboard, the next thing we need to address is our financial department to meet our budget. Or not meet our budget, but more like what kind of selling range we'll be looking at. Want to make this at a selling price of €25. And so we have to come up with a way to create a remote control where we can, like, the price to create it will be significantly less. We'd like to make €50 million, I'm assuming that's what the M means, and make it for an international market. One thing we'd have to think about internationally is in the design of like different kinds of VCRs, things like that, depending on which country you are. Another thing for the design team to think about. We want it to cost absolute maximum of €12.50. I'm bad at math. Can't. So now that that is underway, it is discussion time. So this is time for us to bring our initial ideas, any suggestions that you may have so far, and your personal experiences with remote controls and areas you see that could be improved in your experience with them. Does anyone have any initial thoughts?
I find in the dark it's often hard to know what button you're pushing.
Mm-hmm. So it's something we could do to remedy that.
I spent
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Right. Anything about the look of the remote control that you might have ideas about? Maybe it could be, instead of like a standard rectangular shape, it could be something more interesting. Like, any ideas we'll do that you have at this point? You can hold it. Yeah. Well, if it's a trendy original aspect we're going for, I mean, you're the designers, you can decide what kind of direction you want to go in, but at this point in the first meeting, it can be any ideas that we just throw out there. Yeah. And the key issue here is being trendy and original. That does not necessarily mean it needs to be outrageous. Right. Okay, we have 5 minutes left. So just to cover, we have one more thing. Like, you can go over your ideas, of course, in your own personal times. Our next meeting will be in half an hour, so you have half an hour to think about what you want to present, or not present, but bring to the meeting. ID, whatever that stands for. Industrial designer, I have to remember these things. You'll be beginning your working design. UID, the technical functions design, will be worked on the next 30 minutes. Maybe how this can be achieved, and we need the user requirements from the marketing expert. You will get specific instructions of what to do in the next half an hour, and I'll see you in half an hour, okay?